looking to the Lord that he might come down this night in our midst. Let us commence by singing hymn number 620. 620. Sin has a thousand pleasing charms, which flatter to preserve from harms. She richly gilds her pleasing baits, and calls her trash delicious sweets. Hymn 620.
Thank you.
Our reading from God's holy word, you'll find in two places. Firstly, Isaiah chapter 25, and then Revelation chapter 22. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 25. O Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city an heap, of a defence city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all the people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall be taken away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. And the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall he bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, even to the dust. And now the book of the Revelation of John, chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word to our never-dying souls and help his servant to pray.
O thou most holy, almighty Lord God, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And Lord, we worms, we sinners, we of the dust, and must return to the dust, would come humbly, would come reverently, would not be left to arrogance in our mouth, but oh, to come to a king, those large petitions with us to bring. And Lord, it must be, God, be merciful, full of mercy to me, a sinner. For Lord, there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. And oh, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Lord, we would, Lord, have our hope fixed there this night. We would look again toward thy holy temple this night. And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men. And Lord, we would be drawn this night away from those things here below. Lord, those things that do so perplex, so crowd in, so overwhelm, Lord, this body of death. But, O Lord, do thou blessedly come. Make the place of thy feet glorious in sinners' hearts this night, that even one, as it were, go from thy house, Lord, go from the place of affliction, maybe in the home, and Lord, to know in the going a sweet savour of Christ, that they have been with Jesus. Lord, it's not unto us, it's not unto us, but oh, do thou encourage sinners this night. Encourage those faint, oh, that they may yet be pursuing. Lord, leave none to neglect so great salvation. Set before the open door of the gospel this night, Lord, that no man can shut. And Lord, oh, in thy rich mercy, enable us to come, confessing all that we wretchedly are, to come, Lord, in those filthy garments, but oh, to hear thy voice, to hear thy command, take away the filthy garments, to know a robe of righteousness, to have a desire, come, wrap it all around. Lord, we do give thanks for every mercy. Mercies, Lord, immense as is the sea. Lord, oh, mercies that are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, we come then, Lord, pray, as we've entered another week of time, Lord, praying for thy mercy still. Thou knowest each one that comes in. O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. And Lord, thou knowest any that come in. No desire. No need. No want. O Lord, do thou come. May there be the in the beginning God. Show us what we are. Then lead to Jesus' blood and to our wandering view reveal the secret love of God. As one rendered it, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Those eternal things in Christ Jesus. Lord, we would humbly bear before thee the dear little ones brought into this house of prayer. Lord, they each have a precious, never-dying soul. Lord, dear younger ones, as they fast grow up in years, Lord, do deliver them from all evil. Lead them not into temptation. About the home, Lord, in the going up, in the going to and fro from the schools, places of education, and Lord, in the schools, Lord, in the classroom, in the playground, Lord, watch over them. Keep them as the very apple of thine eye, then, we do pray. This evil day and generation, Lord, bring them to tell it to Jesus. Thou knowest those things that do come, those things that will come. Thou knowest the many fears. Lord, thou knowest the many needs. But, oh, Lord, bring them to cry unto thee for thy mercy, for thy help in all the pathway, day by day and night by night. Thou that can shut the lion's mouth, thou didst it, Lord, for dear Daniel. That roaring lion, that bear prowling about. Lord, thou didst spare, save David. Lord, and there is that roaring lion, the old enemy, going about seeking whom he may devour. Oh, for that blessed fear not, even in thee, dear children, dear younger ones, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Looking unto Jesus, depending on him only. Lord, as that school motto, our children used to attend, Lord, that school, only with thee, O God, we journey safely on. Oh, may the dear children know it, and Lord, the dear parents, and the dear younger ones, in all laid upon them in the families, in all laid upon them in life's pathway. Lord, we pray thy mercy. Lord, thou didst richly supply all our need. As we look back, oh, and Lord, those dear younger ones, Lord, may they know more grace. May they know this same Jesus. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, may there be those times to look back on, to give thanks, Lord, for thy help, a very present help in the time of need. Lord, we would rejoice with those that do rejoice in these things, those that know a token for good, those that know a prayer hearing and answering God. Lord, we pray, Lord, then more help, to lay help upon one that is mighty. Lord, and each that bear the burden and heat of the day, each that come as dear Nehemiah, remember me, O my God, concerning this also. Many are the alsos, many the needs. Oh, to hear this poor man, this poor woman cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered. All the troubles, all the needs. Lord, in thy rich mercy then, to undertake, we pray. And Lord, those that do know old age, and all that it brings, as this old body comes down, those faculties fail, Lord, the pain, the loneliness, Lord, the increasing afflictions, and the old enemy at work, oh, could thou command it, Lord, even this night, get thee behind me, Satan. A peace be still. And they may be as those waiting for their Lord. Quietness, confidence, their strength. Waiting for their Jesus. Oh, Lord, thou and thou alone can command it. The storm, Lord, a calm, as the storm of death draws on apace. Oh, hear their cries, O Lord. Grant answers of peace, the peace of God that passeth understanding, then to know. Though I walk the valley of the shadow of death, to fear no evil, for thou art with me. Lord, with me. Oh, we humbly plead that it may be blessedly so. More grace in this. We pray for dear brother, deacon, this cause of truth, and dear brother laid aside in the afflictions, Lord. We give thanks, thy sparing mercies. We give thanks. That measure of restoration thus far. Oh, do be, Lord, his God, his help still, and help still at the desk, and thou canst restore to his place if it be thy most holy will. And Lord, do keep, do help. In all the burdens, the exercises, the needs in this house of prayer. And Lord, may there be the bearing of one another's burdens, so fulfilling the law of Christ. Lord, in thy rich mercy, do remember those as they gather this night at home. We pray, do be a very present help there. And Lord, thou canst help. Pulpit, desk, pew, home, Lord. And oh, what we pray for them. We pray for us here. Send none empty away. Oh, Lord, thou knowest those secret prayers, those wishes so weak. Tis Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek, Lord, thou knowest. It's all known to thee. Oh, even so come, Lord Jesus. with those healing, restoring mercies then, and one another away in their cares and responsibilities. Do help them each, Lord. I will all thy burdens bear, I will all thy needs supply. Their need of patience, their need of strength. Lord, thou canst come then in the hospital ward. Thou canst come, Lord, on the bed, their home. Thou canst come to those that have the care and responsibility. Lord, and we pray, Lord, thou would help as we would turn to thy word this night. Lord, may thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven in it. Open it up. Lord, we humbly pray and feed the sheep and the lambs. Lord, may we find the deep that couches beneath. May we find the things of Jesus. Lead into the truth then, as it is in Jesus. And Lord, hear prayer. Lord, there are many that pass by this house of prayer. Lord, there may be those that pass by, as it were, on the other side. But, oh, we read in thy word that other sheep I have, them also I must bring. Go out into the highways, hedges, Lord. Compel them to come in, that thy house may be filled. Lord, bless those Bibles collecting in this house of prayer. May they not, as it were, all gather dust on the shelf. But oh, may there be those times, Lord, have to bring them down and spread it before the Lord. And Lord, in those days to come, Lord, that bread cast upon the waters, found after many days, Lord, thou canst bring to testify to sinners round what a dear Saviour I have found. One found in a waste howling wilderness. One brought in, Lord, one of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. One of mine. One of my little ones. Oh, hear prayer then, that thou will blessedly work. Bring us not to nothing in our poor land. Lord, we remain a sinful land. We remain a land in deep need. And Lord, we've got not one stone to cast. We're of it. We are guilty through and through. The dire contagion of sin courses through our very veins. Lord, the hymn writer knew it as we've sung together. But oh, to come apart this night, to rest a while from these things. And Lord, do blessedly grant it that it may be noised abroad this night. Lord, Jesus only. And Lord, no desire to return to our own sad place. Even so, come in this, Lord. Hear prayer all in authority then. Our old house, thou knowest the afflictions there. We pray thy mercies there and work in these things, Lord. In these deep things, younger and older, are thrown downwards then. Lord, we pray for it in our parliament. That there may be those, Lord, they've been returned to our parliament. And Lord, but oh, could there be those that return to thee. Lord, brought to it and to those old paths. And Lord, to spread the great mountain before the Lord, those things so contrary to thy word. Oh, bring the designs of men to nothing. Restore the better part, we do pray, in Christ Jesus, to know thy will, thy way, and abroad in the earth. Thou knowest those in the midst of awful things. Why is Britain spared? Have mercy upon us still. It's only thy mercy, Lord. Lord, that's our great need, kept by thy power. But oh, Lord, hear the cries of the brethren abroad in the earth, the groaning of the prisoner. Turn the enemy back, put a hook in his nose, turn back. And Lord, do wash, cleanse all, be better than all that we wretchedly are. And above all, prepare, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Lord, in all our need then, we need thee, we need Jesus. Help in the singing of the hymns. Grant a thankful heart thy great goodness. We plead it, begging thou'd wash all in the precious blood of the Lamb for his sake. Amen.
Hymn number 806. The first part, 806. Christ is the friend of sinners, be that forgotten never. A wounded soul and not a whole becomes a true believer. To see sin smarts but slightly, to own with lip confession is easier still, but oh, to feel cuts deep beyond expression. Hymn 806, the first part.
Thank you.
humble and complete dependence on the Lord for needful help. I'll direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read in the Revelation. The Revelation chapter 22 and the last sentence in verse 20. The Revelation chapter 22, the last sentence in verse 20. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The whole verse reads, He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. So be it. So let it be. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And the conclusion of the whole matter, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. These words rested upon my spirit for some days. And what a blessed desire they are. And there are those times when that desire not only lays upon the spirit, but it's wrung out of the very soul, out of deep need. But in that vestry just now, this thought came. Such a word as this, even so come, Lord Jesus. Is there one this night tempted, tried, is the old enemy standing at the right hand to resist? Full of those doubts and fears. All thy waves, thy billows, gone over me. Sin. That dreadful monster. The old enemy says, not like one of thy people. I'll have you at last. This desire. This word is not the language of a dead soul, where there is a need. The Lord will answer that poor man's cry, that poor woman's cry, that poor child's cry, that little one's cry. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Now, firstly, to remember, dear John, where was he? Dear John had known deep things. He'd been with his Lord. He's one of those there that, as dear Peter calls it, that holy mount, when the Lord revealed, transfigured in his glory. Dear John, one that had leant upon his breast at supper, very close to his Lord. But now, he tells us in the beginning of the Revelation where he was, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, in distress, in trial, in temptation, in all laid upon him. We are reminded of those words of the Lord Jesus being in an agony concerning the Lord Jesus. Being in agony, he cried the more earnestly, companion in distress. And in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. And that's a deep kingdom and patience. One of those little ones we tried to look at this morning. Are you there? But do you long to be there? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. You have need of patience of Jesus Christ. Patience speaks of that waiting time till he, and only he alone can do it, will complete your hope. But oh, if you've seen those patiently waiting for their Lord, there's quietness there. There's a peace be still there. There's a love. As we walk the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me there. Patience of Jesus Christ. But where was he? Was in the isle that is called Patmos. The reason he was there was for the word of God. And for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Why, dear John, he must go forth, must not be silent. And oh, you dear little one, whether old or young, in this house of prayer, hearing perhaps this night, you know, it's a solemn thing when there is the silence of the blessed Spirit of Truth. When there is a silence on the Word. Have you walked it? Come in all the need. His servants preach the Word laid upon them, but there's not that for you. But John was walking with them. And he was shown deep things, eternal things, unspeakably solemn things. Those messages for the seven churches, those things concerning life and death, that judgment seat of Christ. The solemnity, heaven, hell, that before eternity, tremendous sound, and yes, blessedly lifted up to see those things in Christ Jesus, to see that victory in Christ Jesus, to see that when he will come again and every eye shall see him. But oh, he wasn't always there. He was companion in tribulation. He was in the place the Romans sent their hardest, as it were, the place of hardest labour. Banished, the isle. No escape. Afar off, how could their voice be heard? You know, dear younger ones, you may be in life's pathway found at times many miles from some house of prayer. Don't neglect venturing if there is that place of worship. Who can tell if the Lord will bless? Proved it many miles from home, proved it thousands of miles from these shores. Don't limit his power. For there may be those times when very far off, you know, from the Isle of Patmos, these precious things revealed came. The hardest sentence, the Romans couldn't stop that. Blessed be his holy name. And the old enemy will still try, but his word must go forth. There must be a feeding of the sheep and of the lambs. His word will get through iron bars and brazen gates. Lo, I've set before an open door, and no man can shut the power of the gospel, the power of his word. And it will still reach to sinners. Then, after all these deep things revealed, comes then to the conclusion of the whole matter. Those things show. Where is John's desire? Is it for the things of this earth? Is it suffering, that banishment, that hard labour? Perhaps in deep old age? No. It's even so, come, Lord Jesus, in quietness, in confidence, your strength, as those waiting for their Lord, waiting for his appearing. Now, I trust the Lord has laid this word upon me. A few ways. Firstly, search the scripture of truth, the Old Testament, the law, the prophets. They testify. The Lord Jesus opened it up to those on that road, travelling from Jerusalem after all that was done. He opened to them the scriptures, led through the scriptures of truth. And ought not Christ to have suffered and enter into his glory? It caused their very hearts to burn within them, as the Lord opened to them the scriptures. One of those first words, if I remember rightly, the Lord laid upon me and Zion's walls were amongst those dying words of dear Jacob, dear Israel, as those sons were gathered. But you know, there was that veil taken away. He looked for that yet to come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. He looked for one unto him, until Shiloh come unto him, shall the gathering of the people be. The Lord Jesus speaks of it. Abraham saw my day and rejoiced in it. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We could look at dear Daniel, another one of those banished, another one of those not where he would be, but in the midst of that heathen court. But oh, in the purposes of Almighty God, there was that to be blessedly declared in that court of old, through the dream showed to Nebuchadnezzar. Those kingdoms would come, those kingdoms would go. And in the days of these kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Mark it well. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. And it shall stand forever. The great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face. Oh, sinner, does it make you fall on your face? Those prophecies of old, that would be fulfilled until Shiloh come, that in the law the prophet. We could look at David, we could look at Isaiah, we could look at the dear prophet we quoted all from this morning. Thou Bethlehem Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel. Going forth have been from of old, from everlasting. All these died in faith. All these had a desire. Is it in you? Is it in me? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And then we could look at the Lord's day. That did come to pass. Every jot, every tittle, his precious word would be fulfilled. Those on that road rejoiced in it. And we've spoken of it many times before. But how, dear old Simeon, is precious to me. He had that laid upon him. that he should not see death before he had seen thee, Lord Christ. And did the Lord not fulfill that? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The wonderful way we spoke of that knitting together this morning. All things working together for good. How there was that, blessed be his holy name, when he came in by the Spirit into the temple. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, quench not the Spirit. It's a mercy indeed if you come in through those doors. Come in through that door by the Spirit of truth. Oh, there is a place where the soul will be satisfied, and they know before they enter his courts that this is the day the Lord hath made. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I knew it. Child on my lap at home. Because of that, I couldn't follow the word as it was read through in those days. But as the word was read, yes, it was confirmed. My heart leapt at it. And then when the Lord's servant gave out the word, I said, you've got the wrong word, because I thought that verse was later on in the reading, but no, it was the right word. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. There is a place, soul, the very stones will cry out if these shall hold their peace. And oh, they shall be satisfied. They will be mine, these little ones, these seeking souls, these sinners. In the day that I make up my jewels. Dear old then, Simeon was satisfied in that blessed fullness. The prayer, the desire, the exercise. Took he him up in his arms, blessed God, and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. The fullness that resides in Jesus our head. Oh, it ever abided, you know. And oh, that day came. That blessed day came. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Dear old Anna, the prophetess, knew it also. She spoke of him. They won't be able to hold their peace then. They'll speak of him. My mind also goes to dear Zacharias. He passed through deep things. His mouth was shut through unbelief. But oh, that day came when his mouth was open. The deep things, you see, the wonder working. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The birth of John the Baptist would herald something. His name is John. The Lord had spoken it. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, there's not the time now to go through those sacred things. dear old man so desired that blessedly fulfilled. But even so, come, Lord Jesus. Now, so this is a prayer. We read the Spirit and the Bride. That's the Church of God. That's the Church of these dear little ones. Say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Oh, does his word go out? Let him that is athirst come. You thirsty? As these, Old Testament, New Testament, they thirsted for those living things. Sinners stretched hither their thirsty neck for the things of Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We began this morning with that prayer, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. What a place it is, dear Simeon was found in, others in his word, dear John here, it is enough, dear Jacob, enough, oh, it is well. There was a dear mother in Israel, so blessed under his word, deep in her old age. Understand, she said, one of his, the Lord's servants have visited her in the hospital not so far from us. Why am I still here? She was waiting for her Lord, waiting for her Jesus. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And it is for the Church of God to pray for these in their deep need, their distress, waiting for their Lord. There are those that have been told nothing more can be done for them. There are those that have testified they don't want to live forever on this earth. Testified of the things of his sacred word. And oh, that sacred longing, that desire. But oh, he keeps them waiting stand. Indeed, they have but need of that patience. Need of that faith. The old enemy has his fling. They remain sinners to the dying day, dying hour. But oh, pray for them. Sadly, solemnly, we live in a day. The unborn child killed. They call it abortion. It may come in, those laws altered. The infirm, the afflicted. Oh, they are grievous things. Just give them something. So, if you've seen those suffer, if you've seen those in pain, You've seen those in deep distress. The only remedy I know is to get down on your knees beside their bed and pray to the God of heaven. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And he will. Blessed be his holy name. The power of prayer. When prayer enters into the ear of the Lord of Sabaoth, the prayer of the dying thief, those cries, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him. Yes, blessedly delivered out of all his troubles. And what a blessing, blessed desire. Dear Isaiah knew, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest. Oh, it speaks of a merciful God. It speaks of a prayer hearing, prayer answering God. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. But so, those days of tribulation, those days of darkness, those days of distress. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The Lord knows what we may live to see. But oh, to be granted those sips, those foretastes, that desire, as those that have died in faith. How does that blessed chapter the Lord calls the dear apostle to recall goes through those that by faith, of whom the world was not worthy, wandered in deserts, in mountains, in dens and caves of the earth, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. That is the fullness. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Now in that, revealed in the gospel, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. But oh, these all obtain that good report they obtain. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. But just briefly, I would not limit the Lord's word. Do you need the Lord to come in some particular matter? We met again with the dear aged servant of Christ this last week. And I well remember him testifying to me a certain pathway in providence. been months in it. And there was some final thing, some final, as it were, nail in the coffin, utterly impossible. And he went back to his dear one, returned home, I suppose, after his employment. Only the Lord can appear now. Only the Lord can make it. So now, and you know that dear old servant of Christ, we rejoice together as he testified, you know, within 2 weeks, the Lord made the way. It was all settled, it was all done, quite remarkably, in the providential pathway. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, you may be brought very low, but still, all hail the power of Jesus' name that angels prostrate for. And he will bring his people forth to crown him, Lord of all. A prayer hearing, prayer answering God, the Lord Jesus promised. His final message, as it were, those he was with on this earth. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And that's not yet come. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end. And all power. All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
God willing, Mr. John Rosier will preach on Tuesday evening. The church members will meet for prayer at 8 o'clock on Friday evening. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Chapman will preach. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for Christian Concern. Our closing hymn is number 482. 482. In heaven my choicest treasure lies, my hopes are placed above the skies. 'Tis Christ, the bright and morning star, draws my affections from afar. Hymn 482.
bless thine own word this day. Get the immortal honours to rest on Jesus' head. Prove, Lord, still, amongst this cause of truth, my God, my living bread. Take us each now under thy kind care, thy mercy. Abide with us, the day is far spent. Wash, cleanse all, and at the close of the day, grant the blessings of quietness and sleep. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen and amen.